The UW-Green Bay was among 200 colleges and universities recently recognized by the American Indian Science and Engineering Society for being supportive of Native students. Lisa Marie Pupar chairs the campus's First Nations Study program. She says much of that credit can go to an elder-in-residence program that started in fall 2009.
We recognize that real learning can only come from those elders, from those oral traditional scholars. And in order to provide students with that kind of learning experience, we send students, we pair them with elders in the community. But when we're working with a large number of students, like all of those in the education program, it makes a lot of sense to bring elders to the university as well.
The elders are on site 3 days of the week and do everything from classroom instruction to simply visiting or telling stories. Currently, three elders are signed on with the program, and Pupar says they're hoping to get a fourth within a few weeks. Menominee Tribal Elder David Turney, who prefers his traditional name, Napoose, says he loves his job.
Because I see there's people that want to learn this, not from a book, but from a living being that you can sit down and listen to someone that lived it. They shake my hand and they say, I want to learn more. I've learned a lot, and they thank me, and they'll bring me like little gifts and things.
Napoose says the UW-Green Bay's Hmong students are especially interested in his Native American background. The two other tribes represented in the Elder-in-Residence program are the Oneida and the Lacoutere Band of Lake Superior Chippewa. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.